Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. A few years ago, my wife, Jenny, gave me painting lessons as a Christmas gift, which is to this day one of my favorite gifts of all time. The fellow that taught me is named Larry Smith. His teaching studio is in historic Duluth, and these paintings that he does, they're just in a whole nother category. They're so far beyond what mine are, but he had a unique way of making me feel like I was an artist as well. You know, I love to see someone take regular paint, a typical canvas, and some regular paint brushes, and over a small period of time, boom, a Van Gogh is created, or a Salvador Dali, or a Larry Smith. You know, valuable pieces of art are created with the most ordinary, worthless materials. And I don't know if you realize this, but the Bible talks about God himself being an artist, taking ordinary materials and making them into magnificent displays of his greatness. In Psalm 19:1, this is what the scriptures say. The heavens tell of the glory of God. The skies display his marvelous craftsmanship. How many craftsmen are there out there? I bet there's more than we think there are. You take after God, who is himself the master craftsman, the master artist. You're not only made in his image, but you were made to make things in his image. From the beginning of creation, God shows himself to be an artist. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created. Five words into the Bible, and we see God as artistic and creative. And according to Genesis, he created everything. There's nothing in this world that exists that God did not create. And because part of God's nature is to create and make things beautiful, he has called us to create and using normal, everyday things, make them great. Well, how would we do that? We would do that because of what he has birthed inside of us. You know, in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, there's the record of the creation of the world. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the text says, "And the Lord God formed a man's body from the dust of the ground and breathed into it the breath of life. And the man became a living person." Listen to that. "And the man became a living person." God spoke us into creation. God acts just like an artist or a craftsman by taking worthless materials, dust of the ground, and making them into something valuable, you. Mankind is part of God's glorious artwork. And even David pointed this out in Psalm chapter 8, verse 5, "For you made us only a little lower than God, and you crowned us with glory and with honor." Oh, listen, friend, you have been created in the image of God who created you and everything in this world. Today, celebrate the fact that he still adores you, that you are his child, and he has come to set you free. Isn't it beautiful to know that Emmanuel, God with us in this season, came to this messed up earth so that he could give us life, give us hope, and give us peace. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast, and I hope you'll jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, so you can find peace and direction along with a great deal of power in your everyday life. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back again on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for The Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.